It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Hell, he did it with Game of Thrones.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Well, obviously I didn't hear you.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Why is it still funny?
I wouldn't have even stopped had it not been that I said that like 3 seconds prior. Don't look at me that way. I'm not the bad guy here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
See, now you've made him mad.
I know! Now he's mad!
God.
On the little tick.
I did that on purpose.
Yes, let's e-brake. Brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. We will give you three candidates. You get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one. It's a bit of a backstory here. Long time ago, here at The Ticket, we had a midday host by the name of Rocco Pendola. He got dogpiled because way back when he was here in the 90s, he talked about the day that Walter Payton, the late great Walter Payton, took to the airwaves and told everyone he needed a liver and needed a liver transplant. Rocco then said that people would come running from the hills to donate their livers.
I thought he said they'd go running to the hills to donate their livers.
Running to the hills. I defended him on that because what I think he meant was they would gladly volunteer to sign up as an organ donor. So when they did die, they would give their liver to Walter Payton.
Why wouldn't you say that then?
Well, because we all say things sometimes in awkward phrasing that we didn't really mean.
And people who are signing up to donate their liver after they die, Walter Payton needed one then.
Then, yeah.
And most of those people who are signing up didn't plan to die until, 40 years later.
Yeah, so why do you have to
help Walter Payton?
And why do you have to run to do that if you're not going to die for 40 years?
Right.
Just in case something happens. Just in case. Well, we don't know that. If 5 million people sign up, there's a good chance that one of those who signed up will die.
Yeah, but none of those people who signed up believe that they would be the one, so why would they run to do it?
I don't know.
Well, I think that, and also, this was kind of on us. We didn't realize that you could actually partially donate liver.
Right.
You would donate part of your liver, partially donate.
And I think back then, I don't know if you could.
At least buyback deal.
I think that's a somewhat recent thing that's happened since this original statement from Rocco.
They couldn't do that then?
I don't think so,
okay.
But they can now. Well, if we dogpiled Rocco, I don't know if I can defend Jake on this one. He had liver confusion.
Mm-mm.
I think Jake said he had something from one of the morning shows this morning, and one of the ones I was watching, they brought his mom on.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Who gave him his liver.
Yes.
He had a liver transplant at 27 where he thought he was going to die. His mom gives him the match, and then they popped her on as a surprise on television this morning.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, geez, Mom.
Oh, really?
I
wasn't expecting
this,
Mom.
Thanks for the liver.
It was really, really cool.
Although I think it was a kidney. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's save that for tomorrow then, only because, I think you only have one liver.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
It's
I'm
fine.
Not a doctor.
Whatever.
I don't think you can give up. That's a Rocco move. That's a noon to three. I believe once Rocco did something involving livers. We're going to have to ask Jeb about that. I know that's one of his favorite Rocco moments.
Yeah, they were talking about David Ayers, the emergency goalie. I didn't know that either, that he was a recipient of a kidney, I guess, from his mom.
So Jake thought we had multiple livers and that Buzz Aldrin never did anything great.
I tried to defend Rocco. I don't have too much of a defense for Jake there. He had bit of a blank space when it comes to how you get a liver transplant.
She donated a liver to her son, and then they popped her on for an interview afterwards. So she survived that. Somehow.
Donated a liver to her son. I think, though, that people do give part of their livers now,
yes.
And this is a current day story, so it would have been possible that she donated a
part
liver.
Of
maybe
the liver,
Jake
yeah.
was aware of that.
I don't. It didn't sound like it.
Oh.
No. All right, one more time.
I think Jake said he had something from one of the morning shows this morning, and one of the ones I was watching, they brought his mom on.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Who gave him his liver.
Yes.
He had a liver transplant at 27 where he thought he was going to die. His mom gives him the match, and then they popped her on as a surprise on television this morning.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, geez, Mom.
Oh, really?
I
wasn't expecting
here.
This, Mom.
Thanks for the liver.
It was really, really cool.
Although I think it was a kidney. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's save that for tomorrow then, only because... Yeah, I think you only have one liver.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
It's
I'm
fine.
Not a doctor.
Whatever.
I don't think you can give up. That's a Rocco move. That's a noon to three. I believe once Rocco did something involving livers. We're going to have to ask Jeb about that. I know that's one of his favorite Rocco moments.
For the record, it was a kidney transplant.
Yes, it was.
And I think
15 years ago.
In all honesty, that's what Rocco thought. Rocco thought you had two livers and that you could donate one, just like a kidney. He did not think the weird defenses that people come up with him for him on that.
Yeah.
I don't really understand. It was pretty clear he thought that you could donate one.
He thought you had two livers.
Yeah.
But he offered a very similar defense as Jake did, which is that he wasn't a doctor. Therefore, he could not possibly know that we have a much more limited number of livers inside our bodies.
So there is Jake as candidate number one.
You know, we have one heart. Well, I didn't understand that.
Well,
I'm not,
I mean,
a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, man. Come on.
How am I supposed to know that?
He called fair catch. He called fair catch on it. All right, candidate number two. We thought it'd be a good idea to put our former program director on the air last Friday. His name is Mike Thompson. We call him the Wild Irish Laddie. He's been a program director now for, I don't know, 30 years. He knows what you can and can't say on radio. And yet, as we were trying to tell the story about our trip to Super Bowl 30, where we went to Mexico for an afternoon and have lunch, we missed our plane. Laddie almost later killed me, too, at Super Bowl 30. But as he was telling that story, he thought it'd be okay to drop an S-bomb.
Lunch, right?
On our way to the Super Bowl.
Right, so we stopped because it was, we flew Southwest, and you had to stop Love Field, you got to go, and we stopped in
El Paso.
What a
Whoa!
Hey, now.
You can't say that.
We got it.
Well, so you should know.
Radio still has rules.
So anyway, so we said we had like a 3-hour.
And he's still going.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah. Whatever.
It's a pretty big deal, Laddie. Don't do that.
He knows better than that. Maybe he's just trying to get us in trouble in his brief appearance here.
Boy,
on the show.
I enjoyed having him on. That
he
was a great
so
visit with him.
Funny. Yes. We had so much reaction to that.
Just he has no filter, as evidenced by that clip.
He'll tell you any story from his life.
Anything.
Yes.
Yeah, we had to slow him down on that. Had to bring back the reins on. He was ready to tell all sorts of crazy stories. All right, one more time.
Lunch, right?
On our way to the Super Bowl.
Right, so we stopped because it was we flew Southwest, and you had to stop Love Field. You got to go. And we stopped in
El Paso.
What a
Whoa!
Hey, now.
You
can't say that.
We got it. Well, so you should know.
Radio still has rules.
So anyway, so we said we had like a 3-hour.
So anyway, he wanted to keep moving on. Come on, you guys are stopping me down. I'm mid-story here.
Funny. Funny. All right, so there is the Wild Irish Laddie as candidate number two. Candidate number three is Norm, who apparently is confused about the parts of a chicken. Although Norm may have a point here, I think we may have a chicken debate coming up next. Let's listen.
Crocs fried chicken. It's a pair of Crocs, and the surface of them looks like fried chicken, and they're like, aren't those fried thighs on the top of those Crocs?
No.
I think so.
No, they look like drumsticks.
Are they? What's the difference between a drumstick and a thigh?
Thigh is more triangular.
When was the last time you had chicken?
Well, I haven't actually studied chicken anatomy. I'm just asking the question of what is a drumstick?
Well, you know what a...
Isn't that the upper leg?
No, drumstick's the lower leg.
It's the lower leg. What's the upper leg?
Thigh.
Yeah, it's just like us.
Chickens. They're just like us.
Well, anyway, whatever it is.
Hang on,
there you go.
Hang on. We're not skating by on this.
There's your Crocs, so to speak.
You asked the difference between a drumstick and a thigh. Am I the only one that finds that a little weird?
No,
you're not.
Okay.
We were just used to it.
Poor Norm. I wonder how many people would identify that, though. That's my defense of Norm, the parts of the chicken. What?
I just have some things I need to think about.
The chicken?
I think I'm guilty of this.
Right, because you think it's like the chicken wing, right?
No.
What part did you think? That's actually called the drumette.
No, I thought the drumstick and the thigh were the same thing in the chicken. Because when I look at a chicken, they don't have enough lower leg to constitute what I call a drumstick when I go and get one at the store. Like the chicken leg mainly has the, that's why we call them chicken legs, right?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that the chicken's calf is big enough to be called a drumstick that I buy when I buy chicken at the store.
Right. Well, that's, yeah.
Are you sure that Saroy and Donovan are right on this?
Yes, they are. They are. That is the bottom half of the chicken's leg.
That the drumstick is the calf of the chicken. You don't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Not the baby cow.
Yeah.
The
and then they have their, you know, their talons are down below that. But yes, that is
okay,
the
so
lower
that's
part
where
of
I'm
the
getting
entire
confused.
Leg.
Yeah. I'm putting the knee at the end of the drumstick, and I'm considering the lower leg,
right.
Which is part of the talon thing. Okay, so that's where I'm getting confused anatomically.
Yeah, the knee's at the
You're
top
saying
of the drumstick.
That the,
Yeah.
Here you go. This is a very crude separation of the parts of the chicken, but there's the thigh behind the drumstick.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Behind and above
and
the drumstick.
And the chicken foot.
But it is all part of the leg.
Correct. It's part of the hidden part of the leg.
Like when you buy a leg quarter, you get both the thigh and the drumstick.
So I can see why
Norm and I
are confused on this.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think there's a slight defense of Norm.
Like, I know what you're saying. The thigh you thought was the upper part of the drumstick, the meaty part.
Right.
And then this is the skinny part.
Right.
There's the breast. That's the good part. The wing, I've never understood the fascination with the wing.
Wingies.
The back.
I like wingies.
Do you ever eat chicken backs?
I don't recall it, or the neck.
Yeah. Boy, what a childish looking drawing that is that you have.
Well, it helped us. Helped you and me, Gordo.
Yeah, well, this is news
confusion.
To me.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never studied chicken anatomy.
Yeah, I did.
Here you go. Look at this.
An FFA.
Here's the thigh/leg.
The whole thing, yeah.
And but
that's
just
the drumstick
that,
and the thigh
just
together.
The lower portion is the drumstick.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So it can be all one piece.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
All right. Well, it did stop down the show. So it's Jake, Laddie, or Norm, 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning. I'd like to vote for the Wild Irish Laddie, and I love you madly, Giorgio. Be careful in Cabo.
Oh, thank
There's
you.
That's
so sweet.
Again.
That's so sweet. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world. Still hitting them corners in them lolos, girl. I'm not Dr. Dre, and Jake is not a doctor either.
Well, that's funny. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Your liver is like the Beatles.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's a Rocco callback. Good Lord.
That's what I'm saying. Like the Beatles.
Decades ago.
That's the other thing. You thought our Guy's Night Out song was a song by the Beatles called Guy's Night Out. I didn't say it was by the Beatles. I said it was like the Beatles. Hi, you're on the ticket.
A yug monkey once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Gross.
Okay, who?
I guess that's
who's that a vote for?
Jake. Liver.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, boys. Jimmy the Saint. Give me my old pal, the Laddie.
Jimmy the
Saint. Hey, thanks, Jimmy.
Wow, that's another
that's
huge
a great
callback. Lord.
Hi. Uh-oh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'm for Norm, and it's my dad's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad. What's your dad's name?
Chris Penn.
Chris what?
Chris Penn.
Chris
the
Penn.
Actor? Oh, Penn.
Penn, Jesse's brother.
Sean's brother, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, he voted
Zero
for Norm
chemistry.
Anyway.
We never fell into a rhythm with that caller.
Not really. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The deep bones connected to the thigh bone. The thigh bones connected to the dogaloose and the pudding.
Another
Thank you.
Long time callback.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to wish happy birthday to my wife, Whitney Stabile, and I would sell one of my kidneys to get less Jake.
Man, don't say
dude,
that.
Dude, come on.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, how you do? Chickens have taints.
I'm going to say yes.
Wait, I'm looking at my chicken diagram. Don't. I don't see taint.
There's no way that diagram's going to have that.
You don't need that question answered in this lifetime.
He's gone. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, give me the not a Dr. Jake.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Dang.
I think, liver confusion.
Aren't I getting a little ripped off here? I wasn't even a candidate for my
for
minute
one?
42 question.
That's too long.
Yeah, it is a little too long. But I mean, I rivaled Sturm on a question.
Somewhere Bob is rolling over in his still living grave.
I know it.
Was it really a minute 42?
We've never used the too long rule to keep him out of the e-break.
I know. Yeah. And here, I'm not even mentioned in this.
We have before. We've kept Bob out before for long questions because we thought something else was funnier.
When we're overloaded every week with a long Bob Sturm question, we say we can't include every one of these as candidates.
But no, Jake has won it with liver confusion.
I think Jake said he had something from one of the morning shows this morning, and one of the ones I was watching, they brought his mom on.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Who gave him his liver.
Yes.
He had a liver transplant at 27 where he thought he was going to die. His mom gives him the match, and then they popped her on as a surprise on television this morning. Yeah. He's like, oh, geez, mom. Oh, really?
I wasn't expecting this, mom. Thanks for the liver.
It was really, really cool.
Although I think it was a kidney. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's save that for tomorrow then, only because, I think you only have one liver.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, my bad.
It's
I'm
fine.
Not a doctor.
Whatever.
I don't think you can give up. That's a Rocco move. That's a noon to three. I believe once Rocco did something involving livers. We're going to have to ask Jeb about that. I know that's one of his favorite Rocco moments.
Thanks, Dan. How many is that for Jake?
Fifth win, 107 behind Norman the Polish Traveler Hitzkus.
That's a good one.